Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Letting Go to Follow Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he went to Galilee. But instead of staying in Nazareth, he moved to Capernaum. This town was beside Lake Galilee. And Jesus began preaching, "Turn back to God, repent. The kingdom of God is close at hand." And while he was walking along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers. One was Simon, also known as Peter, and the other was Andrew. They were fishermen, and they were casting their nets into the lake. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you how to bring people into my relationship." Right then, the two brothers dropped their nets and went with him. Jesus walked on until he saw James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in a boat with their father, mending their nets. And Jesus invited them to come with him too. And immediately they left the boat and their father and went with Jesus. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, as we contemplate Jesus presented to us by Matthew in this gospel, we are gifted with a deeper understanding of the psychology of Jesus. Jesus has just heard of the arrest of his cousin, John, who had baptized him. So, of course, naturally, he is in a state of grief. Now, because of this arrest, Jesus has to move from his hometown of Nazareth to Capernaum. This is a time of letting go for Jesus, who shows us that prior to following any call is the ability to let go. As we look at the life of Jesus, and indeed our own lives, we see that within every call there are other calls. And so to discern and sustain these calls, we need to be tuned in to the depth of our prime relationship with God. In this life, no one escapes from grief, and yet there are many ways to respond. We can move into a state of denial, try to fix or control what we imagine is the cause of the grief, or listen wisely to what God might be conveying to us through the experience. We know that Jesus listened to the will of God in all the circumstances of life. Hence, denial, controlling, or fixing had no place in how he lived, tuned in as he was to the reality and the truth of each moment. For him, life was about relationships, and thus living fully his relationship with his Abba Father. Jesus knew what enables us, like the disciples, to let go immediately in order to follow him. He has left his hometown of Nazareth and gone to Capernaum, where he calls people to community. One of the first relationships in life is between siblings, and it is interesting to note that Jesus calls two sets of brothers as he is walking along the shores of Galilee. It must certainly be easier for the brothers to follow Jesus if they can go together. Jesus, in his wisdom, knows how to make the call congruent with the strength and weaknesses of each person, just as he does with us. Another very important aspect of call is that while we may not be in control, it certainly is a help to know what the call is for. In this instance, Jesus is calling his followers to repent, knowing the kingdom of God is close at hand. When we know why we are doing what we do, following Jesus is made easier. And likewise, we often say in community, there are many calls we feel unable to carry out alone, yet together we can, as all things are possible together. Letting go is a choice, and the more often we make this choice, the easier it will be when the time comes to follow Jesus in that final call of, into your hands I commend my spirit. All of this is summed up in the inspiring hymn, The Galilee Song, written by Frank Anderson. I quote, "So I leave my boats behind, leave them on familiar shores, set my heart upon the deep, follow you again, my Lord." Perhaps today we could spend some time reflecting on the question, what is my boat? What is it I need to let go of today in order to follow Jesus more closely and more lovingly? Enjoy this day and every day following Jesus. Thank you.